Title: New Wave of Employment Bills Signed into Law. Content: On Sunday, September 30, 2018, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law a number of bills that will have a significant impact on litigation and legal counseling in the employment context. Many of the new laws are a response to the traction gained by the Me Too movement and are summarized herein. New laws AB 3109 banning waiver of rights to testify. This new law nullifies any term in a contract or settlement agreement that waives a party's right to testify in an administrative, legislative, or judicial proceeding concerning alleged criminal conduct or sexual harassment. This would apply where the party has been required or requested to attend a proceeding pursuant to a court order, subpoena, or written request from an administrative agency or the legislature. SB 820 Settlement Agreements, Confidentiality. The passage of SB 820 prohibits and makes void any provision that prevents the disclosure of information related to civil or administrative complaints of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and workplace harassment or discrimination based on sex. SB 820 authorizes settlement agreement provisions that, 1, preclude the disclosure of the amount paid in settlement, and, 2, protect the claimant's identity and any fact that could reveal the identity, so long as the claimant has requested anonymity and the opposing party is not a government agency or public official. SB 820 only impacts settlement agreements entered into after January 1, 2019. SB 1300 Unlawful Employment Practices, Discrimination and Harassment. SB 1300 makes it unlawful for an employer, in exchange for a raise or bonus, or as a condition of employment or continued employment, to require an employee to sign a release of claim or right. The bill also prohibits non-disparagements or other agreements that would deny the employee the right to disclose information about unlawful acts in the workplace, including, but not limited to, sexual harassment, notably, under this bill. These restrictions would not apply to a negotiated settlement agreement to resolve an underlying claim that has been filed by an employee in court, before an administrative agency, alternative dispute resolution forum, or through an employer's internal complaint process, so long as such agreement is voluntary and involves valuable consideration. The bill also provides that a prevailing defendant is prohibited from being awarded fees and costs unless the court finds the action was frivolous, unreasonable, or groundless when brought, or that the plaintiff continued to litigate after it clearly became so. Significantly, this new law also expressly affirms or rejects specified judicial decisions, with the impact of making it increasingly difficult for employers to defeat harassment claims on summary judgment. The new law addresses the following judicial decisions: Harris v. Forklift Systems, 510 U.S. 17, 1993. The legislature affirms of the holding in Harris, which found that in a workplace harassment suit, the plaintiff need not prove that his or her tangible productivity has declined as a result of the harassment. It suffices to prove that a reasonable person subjected to the discriminatory conduct would find, as the plaintiff did, that the harassment so altered working conditions as to make it more difficult to do the job. Brooks v. City of San Mateo, 229 F.3d 917, 2000. The legislature prohibits reliance on this opinion to determine what conduct is sufficiently severe or pervasive to constitute actionable harassment under the FEHA. Reed v. Google, Inc., 50 Cal. 4th 512, 2010. The legislature affirmed reliance on the stray remarks standard articulated in Reed. Specifically, the California Supreme Court held that the existence of a hostile work environment depends upon the totality of the circumstances and a discriminatory remark, even if not made directly in the context of an employment decision or uttered by a non-decision maker, may be relevant, circumstantial evidence of discrimination. Kelly v. Conco Companies, 196 Cal, App. 4th 191, 2011. The legislature explained that the legal standard for sexual harassment should not vary by type of workplace. Further, the legislature found that it is irrelevant that an occupation may have been characterized by a greater frequency of sexually related commentary or conduct in the past. In determining whether or not a hostile environment existed, the legislature holds that coup.